Thanks, Greg. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know much about it. I'm just using a tape radio made in New Zealand. Picked it up off the internet for, I don't know, this one is the one I got here right now, a little under $100. And they're inherently known for having a bad display. And the guy that I dealt with, he's got his own store, not an internet store, not an eBay store. He's got his own store, and I found it. And, I picked it up, and the first radio I had had a real bad display. I sent him a note, said, I'll send you out another radio. So he sent me another radio. This one had a bad display, not a real bad display, but a bad display. It was hard to read. And he sent me another radio, and the third radio he sent me had a perfect display. The case was cracked, and he told me to swap the case. And then I sent him another email, well, what do you want me to do with these other two radios? And he never responded back. So I'm assuming he wanted me just to keep them. So I'll send him another email, see if he wants them back. You know, I'll pay for the postage if he wants them back. I'm not trying to steal or rob anybody. And, but, you know, every time I told him the radio was defective, he responded, like, within 4 hours. And I said, what do you want with these? And he didn't respond. So I'm assuming it's, like, keep them. So, anyway, so. And I did buy a real, real expensive tape radio that they're, it's on order still. It's multi-band, multi-channel. It does DMR, P25, analog, VHF, UHF, 7800, and 900. And I'm waiting for that. And thanks, everybody, for the signals. You can't all be Tim and Wally. Some of it has got to be the guys that have built this network, because it's just fantastic. Go ahead, Tim.